Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're diving into Alphabet, the parent company of Google and one of the most influential tech giants in the world. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get into it.
Alphabet's decision-making process is often praised for being data-driven, but behavioral finance suggests there's more going on. For instance, they've made bold bets on moonshot projects through their X division. Nikhil, how do you think cognitive biases like overconfidence and optimism bias play into these decisions?
Overconfidence and optimism definitely play a role. Alphabet's leadership, particularly under Larry Page and Sergey Brin, has shown a strong belief in their ability to innovate, sometimes disregarding the risks. This can lead to both remarkable successes, like Google Search, and costly failures, like Google Glass. Investors influenced by these biases might also hold onto Alphabet stock, expecting future innovations to pay off.
And that's where the concept of narrative investing comes into play. Investors buy into Alphabet's story of being at the forefront of technology and shaping the future, even when the financials don't always support the hype.
Exactly. The narrative can sometimes overshadow fundamentals, leading to inflated valuations driven more by sentiment than by actual performance.
Now, let's shift to a crucial aspect: diversity, equity, and inclusion. Alphabet has made significant strides in promoting DEI within its workforce. But how does behavioral finance intersect with DEI initiatives?
Alphabet's DEI efforts are a response to both internal and external pressures. From a behavioral perspective, this can be seen as a form of social proof. They've recognized that fostering a diverse workforce isn't just about ethics, it's about business efficiency. When you have diverse perspectives, you reduce grouping and open the door to more creative problem solving, which is essential in a rapidly changing tech environment.
There's also the aspect of investor expectations. As DEI becomes a more prominent issue in society, investors are increasingly scrutinizing how companies like Alphabet are addressing these concerns. Failing to meet these expectations could lead to reputational risks and, consequently, a decline in stock prices.
That's true. Alphabet's proactive approach to DEI can be seen as a risk management strategy, ensuring they remain aligned with evolving societal values and investor expectations.
Let's talk about how Alphabet adapts to different target markets and geographical regions. This is another area where behavioral finance plays a role, particularly in understanding consumer behavior.
Alphabet's global reach is impressive, but it's not without challenges. Behavioral finance tells us that cultural nuances and local consumer behavior heavily influence how products like Google Search, YouTube, and Android are received in different markets. For example, the way people in India use YouTube is different from how it's used in the US, and Alphabet adapts its strategies accordingly.
And let's not forget about the regulatory environments. In some regions, Alphabet faces stricter regulations, which can affect how they operate. Investors often react to these developments with heightened sensitivity, as regulatory news can significantly impact stock prices.
Absolutely. The key for Alphabet is to balance global efficiency with local responsiveness, which is no easy feat. Behavioral biases like loss aversion can lead them to be overly cautious in certain markets, potentially limiting growth opportunities.
Now, how does Alphabet compare to its peers like Amazon, Meta, and Apple from a behavioral finance perspective?
Alphabet's competitive advantage lies in its diversified portfolio and strong ad revenue model. However, it's interesting to note that while Amazon and Apple focus heavily on tangible products and services, Alphabet's strength is more in its ecosystem and data-driven approach. Behavioral finance shows us that this can lead to different investor perceptions. Alphabet might be seen as more innovative but also riskier because of its ventures into unproven technologies.
Meta, on the other hand, is more concentrated on social platforms, which can make it more susceptible to specific behavioral biases like conformity and herding. Alphabet's broader scope helps it mitigate some of these risks, but it also means they're exposed to a wider range of market reactions.
And then there's Apple, which is often seen as a safer bet because of its brand loyalty and consistent product pipeline. Investors might view Alphabet as more of a high-risk, high-reward play, whereas Apple offers stability. The differing behavioral dynamics in these companies' investor bases are fascinating. That's right. And understanding these dynamics can give investors a deeper insight into what drives Alphabet's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. If you enjoyed our discussion, make sure to subscribe and leave us a review.
And don't forget to follow us on social media for updates on our latest episodes. Until next time, I'm Mikhail.
And I'm Arnav. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.